I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Oh my God, this summer, I just want to be sitting somewhere in the sun reading a book all summer long. And I know that's not the reality, but I'm going to build this fantasy in my head, and Macy's is going to help me do it.
Do it.
I'm going to get a caftan. I can't
I
wait.
need you in one of those giant straw hats that
Yes.
says Bon Voyage.
Easy.
Guys, check out Macy's.com for new bathing suits, beach towels, even floaties for the kids. They have all the poolside and beach essentials that we need for our summer and yours too.
Shop at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens, drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens. Drama queens, drama queens. Drama, drama queens, drama queens.
Hey, everybody. We're fresh off our tour and we're back
Ooh.
Chatting with you about premiere of season 4.
It feels like it's been a minute since we've done this.
It does. Yeah, it
well,
definitely
yeah, since
does.
We like watched an episode because we've just been bopping around.
Yeah.
Saying hi to people, wearing pajamas and kissing babies.
Kissing babies. Thank God
I
this
love
was
that
like
part.
40 minutes of recap in this episode. Tell them what we did, Joy.
Oh my God. Okay, so it's the same deep water as you, air date September 27, 2006. The synopsis is the aftermath of the post-wedding car accident unfolds while Haley is deeply affected by Nathan's attempt to rescue Cooper.
Deeply.
deeply, screaming at the top of her lungs. And Rachel, Brooke confronts Lucas with her true feelings, and Peyton makes a startling discovery. Pressured by the fact that someone might know he killed his brother, Dan assaults Deb.
Oh, good to know he had a reason.
I was about to say...
What a terrible write-up.
I don't know how I feel about a justification there. Who did this write-up?
Yeah, guys, I was feeling so much pressure. I had to strangle my wife.
Yeah, oof. I just had to do something so violent that all the women watching the show screamed at the same time.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was
unreal. I didn't
unreal.
Like that at all.
I mean, look, our show is what, going into season four? We have some tried and true themes here, okay? One Tree Hill loves a fake pregnancy. I had totally forgotten about like the bait and switch, like pregnancy thing. But Brooke did that, what, season one, two? When was that?
Yeah. No, it was first season
was
when she thought she
first
was.
Season?
Yeah, when she thought she was pregnant and then found out she, you know, she was late and then went to the doctor. But then Lucas said that disgusting thing to her and she was like,
yeah,
fuck you.
I'm going to make you suffer.
Yeah.
But it's just a
little
bit.
Make you
the
really
fact
regret
that,
that
in our writers' minds, like, this is what bitchy girls do. They lie to you about being pregnant. Like, yeah. I just. Okay.
This is how women manipulate men. And it's like, hey, guys, women at best can get pregnant for a 24-hour period once a month. Dudes can just run around impregnating girls all day long, every single day of every single month in every single year. Like, but this notion that, like, these women, this is how they get us.
Conniving broads.
Wait, though, is anyone actually intentionally, I thought it was all just a misunderstanding with the purses.
No.
Did I miss something?
Rachel tells Cooper at the beginning of the episode, I'm pregnant.
Oh, it's what Rachel does. Yeah. That's right. I thought she didn't tell him. I thought it was an implication. And then that's why.
In the finale of three, you don't know who it is, but in the beginning of this episode, and it was kind of buried in the flashbacks. They extended the flashbacks. So clearly we shot some of the season four, episode one, while we shot season three finale. But in this episode, she says, I'm pregnant. And he says, I don't believe you.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and then she says to Mouth, you know, I said it to scare him. I shouldn't have done that. And it's like this big regret thing she has. And it is, it's like, have the dudes in our writer's room ever dated anybody? Like, what's going on?
Yeah. They're like, oh, pregnancy, the worst. What are we going to do? Yeah. This is terrifying.
I mean, it is telling that those like horrible things girls do, you know, fake pregnancy things never made it into the episodes that any of the guys on our writing staff who were actually dads wrote.
Right.
like the actual dads were like, that's not real.
That's not
real. So that's kind of interesting.
It's not a thing.
Well, the other, we establish a couple other patterns. So we know we love a fake pregnancy in Tree Hill. We also love a car wreck. Like, what number are we on at this point?
There have been so many car wrecks.
Three, four?
Probably
four.
We are working that hospital. And then
we love the hospital.
The theme of the fucked up wedding. So, like, Sophia,
I
wasn't around for Brooke's wedding, but did something happen bad?
I think like something went wrong, but it was like a mishap, not like a not drama.
Honestly, all I remember from the wedding, from Brooke's wedding, is that the vows were so bad that I rewrote them, and that Joy, you were pregnant, and we were just like having a great time because we were excited to meet Maria. Like that's it. I rewrote the vows, and you and I like did this I point thing that wasn't scripted, and the fans die for it. And I'm like, yeah, it's because we're awesome. Nobody wrote that for us. Like, that's all. That's literally all I remember.
I want to know what weddings our writers went to that traumatized them so badly that they were like, I've never been to a wedding that didn't end in a, you know, crash and burn.
Yeah.
I think that's just classic TV drama. I mean, every Dallas Dynasty, you know, name your soap and whatever it is, that's the classic, like, where do you get more high drama than a wedding and then everything going wrong?
I mean, it's even a Game of Thrones thing. Like, the Red Wedding is one of the most famous things from that show. I don't know what it is.
She just took it to the next level.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if we're going to go, let's go all the way in.
We're making
a strong
argument for elopement.
When you asked, Hill, like, you know, what weddings have these writers been to? I was like, yeah, did somebody get left at the altar? And then I was like, oh, shit, Lindsay does that to Lucas in season six.
And Keith and Maria Menounos. Their wedding goes to
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
there's
man.
Like, you know, Peyton bleeds out after her fucking wedding.
Wait, how many weddings have we had now? We had Keith and Jules. We had Nathan and Haley on
the beach.
This
is the second Nathan and Haley wedding.
Second Nathan. So that's three weddings.
But we know what's coming.
There's one more.
Yeah.
Like, we know that that Lucas and Lindsay are going to go sideways. We know that Lucas and Peyton are going to go sideways. What other weddings are there?
I don't know.
I mean, guys.
But you're not wrong. It is not an ironic thing to say as the human who just got married and had the best time that weekend.
Yeah.
But it's like, yeah, man, I don't know. Maybe you should just elope and like save that money to buy some shit.
I love that Elizabeth Taylor courthouse vibe, man. Give me a pillbox hat and a piece of paper to sign and I'm out.
Right after we were in Vegas, one of my childhood friends got married in Vegas and it looked like the sexiest, coolest, you know, Elvis married them. It was so fun.
Yeah.
I was like, that's hot. You know, do that.
Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas did that and the pictures were sick. I actually made, you guys, you know I love a Pinterest board. I have a secret Pinterest board that is a full, like, retro courthouse wedding, like LA classic kind of a thing, because there was a point where I was like, well, if we're not going to be able to have a wedding, like, if the numbers and the risk of gathering in this pandemic are going to remain so high, like when we didn't really know if there would be lulls in the summer, kind of like we know now, I was just like, all right, I'm going to plan something great. And I like literally designed a whole backup wedding around the pictures I thought would be cute, just in case.
Of course you did. The backup wedding.
If like seven people could go, I was like, it'll be great. It'll be cute. It was very Liz Taylor. I didn't think about it, Joy. Thank you for for that little nugget.
I hope you get to use that somehow.
I know.
Someday.
I told Grant, I was like, we'll have to do it for like a vow renewal or something. It'd be so fun.
But the idea that you had like an 8 a.m. wedding, like everyone's in the hospital by 2 p.m. So if your ceremony, let's walk it back. Let's walk it back, right? I'm pretty sure we had to eat chicken and steak and shit at your wedding. Like it was a nighttime wedding. And then to see that everyone's in the hospital by 2 p.m., this was a brunch wedding. No, this was like a breakfast wedding. This was a breakfast.
You guys are in the Mustang going to your honeymoon at 2:01 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you saw that. You noticed that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
we got married. That was the whole thing about the 29 minutes.
We got married at 11. We got married at 11. We partied until 2.
I mean, awesome. And maybe that's the thing. Why didn't we think of that? Like, we could have been like done with our day had we had a morning wedding and then still, you know, been able to be on the news, go to the hospital back and forth, have some pregnancy tests. Like, so they make fun of themselves in this episode, our writers, because they say like, oh, how come bad days last forever? But like legitimately, the fact that everything in this episode happened in one day is ridiculous.
You called it when Moira was in the hospital room talking with her doctor about her pregnancy. Why is she in the hospital doing that instead of at a private? Well, I mean, whatever.
Because a boy wrote it and they don't know how girls work.
I guess. But also, like, who has an appointment with their doctor at what, 8, 9 o'clock at night? Because Haley was asleep. Brooke woke her up.
Yeah, like, no doctor is going to let you in the office at that hour.
Well, let's talk about what else no doctor is going to let you do. If you were driving drunk, A, you'd be handcuffed to your bed, which Rachel was not. But also, they would never let her into Cooper's room. And she's just in there all the time.
She's in there all the time. She's in there when he's being defibrillated. Like, the first thing they do is they push friends and family out of the room when there is a code. Like, because you have to do terrible things to humans to like bring them back to life.
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah. What did
God.
You? Because you did a medical show. You did good, Sam. Tell us what you learned happens in those rooms.
Oh my God. Well, the first thing I said when I watched, you know, Cooper starts coding and you see people like run past his room, but not into it. I'm like, it doesn't work like that. They run in immediately and start CPR and call for a crash cart. And by the way, like we had to have had a medical person on set. Whoever let that sweet extra person who was playing the doctor give the worst CPR I have ever seen, I was just like, guys,
oh, no.
Come on. Empower your actors. Help her.
Especially if we're going to be in a hospital every single episode. Like, just invest
forever.
In a team. Just let's make the commitment.
Yeah, they bought a hospital. Come on, guys. They bought. Okay, so that hot for our listeners who don't know, that hospital, that was the first time I think that we had gotten that. We were out of the hospital set in our stages, and they actually bought an old factory. Do you guys remember?
It was a cable optic
there?
Factory.
That's right. And so we took over a side of this factory on the ground floor, and that became our hospital set for the next 6 years. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you'd think they would have gotten us a medical team too.
And it was so weird because you'd go to this factory and it was like creepy and a little like there's this weird abandoned hallway energy. Mm-hmm. And then you'd make a right and there'd be sliding doors and you'd be in a pastel hospital with like, you know, the room where the babies are and the room where surgeries happen. It was just like a total, it was like a mind warp. It was very strange.
And I just love that when we're in a hospital setting, we don't have to hide our PAs because like there's just like people in regular people clothes in the hospital.
Lassiter being in the elevator with me.
for the people at home, we had a PA.
I missed it.
A production assistant named Lassiter. And she was like a chick our age who we partied with after work. And she was one of the only girls on the AD staff. And she is very clearly in the elevator with Sophia the whole time.
And she's like, oh my God, that's so funny. Yeah. I got to go back and watch that.
Well, so it's in that moment for you guys at home when Peyton arrives at the hospital, hugs Lucas, and then the elevator opens to reveal Brooke, and she sees Peyton and Lucas together again, which is the theme for Brooke in this whole episode, is that like you choose her every time. Like you say you want to be with me, but you actually choose her. You call her, you know, she's the first person you go to. And the like visual representation of that, which is such a gut punch for Brooke, was totally ruined for the three of us because we burst out laughing because we saw Lassiter.
We were pumped.
Oh my God.
And she had to be there because the elevator doors, it wasn't a real elevator. I think it was just doors built into a wall and a hole in the room. And so she had to be there to push the buttons open at the exact right moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I think it was like dudes with a pulley. Like, I don't even know that it was just like someone with a pulley that would open the doors and then Lassiter would have to cue people. We're ready inside the elevator with her little microphone.
She was in there with the walkie-talkie. That's what she was doing. We also need to talk about unexpected things we don't expect to see our women doing on screen, be they our PAs or our actors. I wasn't totally prepared for Peyton to go full Blair Witch with like a fire in her bedroom.
Yes. Epic.
Setting spells to remove Brooke from her relationship.
And guess what, Sophia? It worked.
It worked. But like you going full single white female, like tearing me out of a photo and then gluing you and Lucas back together killed me, you guys.
I remember thinking while we filmed it, like, do we want to encourage girls to set fires in their room? Like, is that the vibe we're putting out?
Also, how did you not set off the smoke detector in your house?
Girl,
I definitely set a garbage fire in my bedroom before when I was a teenage girl.
A garbage?
Oh my God.
Look, if you don't have a cauldron, if you don't have like a heavy-bottomed vessel, you're asking for trouble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. No, my bedroom was a fire hazard when I was a kid. I used to have that old heater that you turned on and it was those coils that went.
Oh, wow.
But it was a portable radiator, you know? So like, just don't put it near the blankets.
Oh my God.
I definitely used to do things like dramatically burn notes or pictures or, you know, I would grab the metal garbage can from the bathroom and like do a little ceremony to myself.
I definitely once burned a bunch of after like something went sideways, but I did it in my backyard.
You should be more vague, Sophia.
Backyard.
Yeah. I had a fire once because something went sideways.
It's like suddenly we're in Masterpiece Theater.
It was a
boy. But I did it outside. I was like, I'm going to drag this thing out here and I'm going to set all this shit on fire and I'm going to watch it burn.
Yeah,
it did kind of feel like The Craft, but it was therapeutic. I'm
Maybe
not going to lie.
That moment was the only like accurate teenage moment in the whole episode.
Yeah.
It's like legitimately like a girl just being like, I got to burn this today. Like Peyton's strong, I'm done energy.
Yeah.
We have to remember.
Thanks for the sex.
Thanks.
That killed me.
So favorite good. Line ever. Somebody put it on a t-shirt and bring it to me. My Wayfair account
has been, guys, it's one of those passwords that I just store on my computer because I'm always logging in, whether I'm doing something from my house for one of the charities that I work with. We renovated the teacher workrooms at my kid's school. Wayfair is just the best resource for any and all renovation projects.
I agree. I'm finding a great price on the perfect new piece for your home. It's super satisfying, or for a place that you're contributing to. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets, decor. They have it all. You can find thousands of huge deals site-wide, up to 80% off, like Hillary just said. And the selection is pretty unbelievable. I feel like anything I need to find that has to do with home, whether it's faucets for renovations or rugs or outdoor patio furniture or chandeliers or gadgets for your kitchen, it's all there.
That's right. You can find everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedrooms, and more. And they have a huge selection of home goods, ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. And it's all on sale.
On sale. Wayfair has something for every home, no matter your style or budget.
Don't miss Wayfair's biggest sale of the year to get everything home. Head to Wayfair.com now to shop Wayday for 3 days only. That's Wayfair.com. Wayday ends May 6th.
Friends, we need a second to talk about Squarespace. Squarespace has so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of the product features that I love is their asset library. You can upload, organize, and access all of your content from one place. With the new asset library, you're able to manage all of your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. They also have flexible website templates, so you can get started with one of their professional website templates with designs for every category and use case. Then you just customize your look, update content, and add features to fit your unique needs. You can make any Squarespace template do what you want, so your idea, your brand, or your business stands out online on every device. Plus, they will make selling your products on an online store a breeze. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. So I play this little game every morning where I leave the house looking decrepit. And then I drop my children off at school. And then I get to my office and I take out a nice, cute little bag that came with my Thrive Cosmetic order. And with just a couple of products, I'm able to look like a normal, happy, healthy human again. It's incredible. I love these products. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Now, a few of my favorite products include their incredible Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. Its easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like wax and blends like a powder. Just line brows to give this some structure and create natural-looking strokes of hair to fill in sparse brows. It comes with a spoolie brush to lift and tame brows after applying the pencil, and there are 8 shades to choose from that adjust to your natural brow color for a perfect match every time. Now, my other favorite product, I've been talking about this forever, is the Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. And it's super easy to remove, you guys. This is my favorite part. It just slides right off with warm water, doesn't leave smudges, doesn't pull your eyelashes out. It's incredible. Its nourishing ingredients support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/drama. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/drama for 10% off your first order. With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TV, The Frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
We have to remember it's all one day. So Peyton, like the night before the rehearsal dinner or whatever, is like, I'm finally going to admit to Brooke that I like Lucas. And then she comes over and we're like in our bridal dresses still. And Peyton is like crying hard, like, Brooke, don't leave me. I love you. I told you first. I don't want to be with him. It's, you know, he's all yours.
Yeah.
And then this episode happens, which we filmed 3 months later, but was supposed to be like an exact match. And Peyton's like, you know what? I'm going to burn this shit. And then I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to hug your boyfriend. And then I'm going to go sit on his bed and talk about bands. Like, the turn is so strong.
Full it defiance.
Good for her. Good for her, man. Just take what you want, kid. Take it.
Yeah. It's funny. It's funny to see when it is so clear that there are devices that the writers need to move the story along. Mm-hmm. Like, no, it doesn't make sense that Peyton has that turn in 24 hours. But to your point, we've been off the air all summer. It's September. We have to, like, get back in with the drama. And, you know, even Joy, you pointed out for Haley, like, why is she up on that bridge? Everybody's running to the river and Haley doesn't go. And it's like, well, because they liked the shot from the water to the bridge. So they made you stay up there so that they could keep cutting to that angle.
It's just so out of character for Haley.
I know, but like looking into the mud on either side of the river, like wasn't a good looking shot. So like that's a director's choice. And it's so, I don't know. It that's one of the things that's so funny to me doing this when we get together every week and we just go like, oh man, there's so much that goes into the making of every episode of television that doesn't have anything to do with anything other than people's opinions about how television should be made.
That was so hard doing that scene for me because of that, because my every instinct in me wanted to tear the dress off, run down the side and jump in the water. That's felt like that's what I did. But instead, I just had to stand there screaming and running for help and asking other people to do things for me. And I was just saying to you guys, when we were watching the episode, I was like, panic is so unnatural for me. I'm not a panicker. I go into fight mode. I go into like, how do we fix it? How do we fix it in the emergency? So the idea of having to just stand there and be panicked, I felt like it's just my worst acting. It's so hard to do.
No, Joy, but it's not. It's like we were filming it 3 months later. There's not a limo poking up out of the water. They just yell action. And you're supposed to look at calm water and be like, okay, I guess we're doing this. And also, didn't we just Haley like kickboxing in the apartment? Weren't we just
This is what I'm saying. It's so out of character.
She's a tough girl, man. She would have been in the mud.
But you're right. It's just that's part of the device. What's what needed to be done in order to create the full realm of drama that they needed to get.
Yeah.
Well, perfect example of that is the makeover in Nathan and Haley's apartment where Nathan has a bubble wall now.
A wall of bubbles.
Where did that come from?
Like, can you imagine the tone meeting? You guys, before every single episode, there's a tone meeting where all the heads of all the different departments get together and the writers and the director and everybody gets together. Like, these are the props we need. This is what we need the sets to look like. And somebody was like, so Nathan's going through some stuff and we really need him to see some bubbles. like an aquarium, but no fish, just bubbles.
Yeah. And just shot.
Yeah.
To
how
get
narrow
them
can you make
into,
it?
Yeah.
And then what we'll do is we'll put it under a giant mural of the London Bridge because it'll be a reminder of the drowning, but also of all the money they lost on the honeymoon they didn't
have. Yes.
Ooh. Yeah, and yeah, they'll talk it. About it in the scene. That'll do it.
There you go.
You guys,
let's just hammer it. Hammer it in, folks.
It's just occurring to me that we filmed this in the era of SkyMall. Back when there was the magazine.
God.
When there was, so all of our bosses were flying back and forth between Los Angeles and Wilmington all the time. And it just occurred to me that someone got drunk on SkyMall, ordered that big and bubble wall.
Like, what do I do with this?
Guys, I don't know.
I know.
Put it in Nathan Haley's apartment.
Oh my God.
Yes. Bubble wall. I miss SkyMall.
I do too,
I do
man.
Too. I loved that magazine.
Yeah. Where good. Am I going to find my Bigfoot statues now?
So Brooke gives up on Brooke and Lucas pretty, I don't know. How'd you feel about that? Did it feel like natural to you, that transition?
You know what I liked about it? Because look, I think there's a lot of stuff, you know, to your point, like Peyton turning in 24 hours and going from, I'm really sorry and I'm trying to be a good friend to like, you, I'm gonna have sex with your boyfriend. Like that's intense. I think the swiftness of some of it, you know, from the end of one season to the beginning of another can feel clunky. What I like that is the through line for Brooke here is that if you think about this as all happening, you know, in the course of 24 hours, she's had this hugely emotional moment at the wedding and said, I need you to need me back. I need you to pick me. Like, I need you to be in this relationship with me in the way that I'm in this with you. And she has explained throughout season three that she's had to get over trust issues to be here. She's had to lean into the fact that she loves this person and is going to try. But what I love is the point of maturity she comes to after the big feelings, after the crying, after the heartbreak of, you know what? I'm not even going to hold this against you. You just don't choose me and I'm going to choose
you. Yeah.
You say you love me, but your actions say something else. And I have to go on how your actions make me feel. I have to choose me.
Yeah.
Even, you know, because I couldn't really remember what all the scripted dialogue was. You know, there's this big scene between Brooke and Lucas in the bedroom. And eventually when she's talking, they use that device where he kind of can't hear her because he's overwhelmed and he's thinking about what he should say. So it goes into the voiceover that Chad did in that scene. So I really watched and like listened under his voice to hear what I was saying. And it's all the examples of this happens and you don't call me, you call Peyton. This happens and you don't come to me, you go see Peyton. This happens and you don't ask me to come here. When I get here, Peyton's already here. Like she's giving him all the reasons.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love that we're in the era where she's finally beginning to pick herself.
Yeah.
Because she has said, like, I've stopped letting boys define me. But now she's actually acting that way.
And I feel like she did that a bit with Felix, too. Do you remember when she was finally, like, letting go of that? It was like, I'm trying to remember the conversation that we all had about that. Because it felt like one of the big Brooke turning moments of, like, why am I doing this because I'm bored? Or, like, I just feel like I need attention. Or, but I don't want that. I want to be strong on my own. And so I don't want to. And then she, you know, she gets in with Lucas and a lot of those old feelings resurface, but it seemed like they were actually, it was just a deeper level of the same feeling. So she had sort of eradicated this like top layer of, easy to access feelings of and issues with guys like Felix. And then with Lucas, it was like the really deep stuff that, you know, those are the roots of the things that actually keep growing up and creating problems. And so it was like an opportunity for her to really dig down and like, pop that root out. For those of you at home who can't see, I'm miming a shovel.
Pop that root out.
We're talking about digging up bulbs here.
I like the device of him talking in that scene. Because
I did too.
Because, okay, Brooke has had this conversation with Lucas how many times now? Like a half a dozen times, at least.
Yeah.
If not a dozen. And by Chad having that voiceover in that scene, to me, as the viewer, it informed me that every single time Brooke has given him one of these speeches, he's got his own voice in his head and he's not even listening to her. He's just like, oh my God, fuck, man, how do I get out of this? It seems like a lot. Why can't she just be cool? Like, oh no, I've messed up again. Ruh-roh. I think that's how boys work. I know, like, that's how my kid works. That's how my husband works. It's just like, are you hearing what I'm saying? We're not going to buy any more Amazon packages. Like, I'm not going to have to deal with this again. Yes. And they say, it's like Lucas at the end, like, I'm sorry. It's the only thing they can think to say. I'm sorry. And, you know, they don't hear us, baby. They don't hear us. It's okay.
You're right. That's what was nice about that voiceover, because he did hear her at the end. It was like, okay, I hear what you're saying, what you've been saying this whole time. And I guess you're right. Like, it finally clicked that he was like, okay, I guess there's nothing else for me to say here. I can't keep fighting the same battle.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever liked someone and then they've had to tell you like, hey, I know you think you like me. You don't. Like, that's a weird interaction.
Whoa. Yeah.
Well, and by the way, we've talked about this, like, as kids being so isolated, you know, Hillary, you said it in one of our episodes when you were like, where everybody was kissing each other, whatever. Like, we joke about it, but there is a real reality that when you grow up in a small town or when you spend 10 years in a really small town, like we all did together, you're only around this small handful of people that you're around. So it's why it's like, you know, you hear people on Facebook talking about like, oh, well, you know, so-and-so wound up married to that guy. But you remember in high school, she dated this guy and he was with her sister, but then now he's married to, like, it's a very common thing in a small place. You just have this tiny pool. And so what strikes me now is looking at Brooke and Lucas in this breakup, because she's standing up for herself and her worth, but also saying like, you just don't care about me in the way you think you do. And I deserve better. And like, I'm not even going to blame you for it. I'm just going to be done.
Yeah.
What I think is interesting about it is it kind of like models how to have a healthy interaction when you kind of fall in love with one of your best friends and you try to date and then you go, you know what?
Yeah.
I love you so much. We're better as friends. And it's cool. Like, people do that.
Yeah, and sure I don't know. Well, because who else are you going to try and date?
Love me, damn it.
I know.
But like, truly, you know, and obviously, it's a teen drama. There's going to be drama that comes in the coming episodes. But it is nice when we get to model like decent human interaction and just be like, it's cool. You know, when you love somebody, sometimes you give it a try. And if it doesn't work out, move on and be nice to each other. Like, how lovely.
Such a nice interaction for high schoolers.
Yeah.
When there is usually so much drama.
I mean, high schoolers, people in their 20s, my God, don't we have friends going through this right now?
Even still.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung Smart TV, The Frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively.
So therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Yeah. I've had plenty of times in my life and seasons where I have needed a safe space where I could just know that there was no judgment. I could just sort of dump out whatever I was thinking. And sometimes even just hearing myself say things out loud made it easier to go, wait a second, actually, I don't believe that. Why am I carrying that narrative around in my brain? But it doesn't always feel easy to say that kind of stuff to friends or people you're in relationship with. So I love therapy for that reason and many more.
I do too. I totally agree, especially because therapy is a dedicated chunk of time. Like for me, it's an hour a week where I really focus on my self-care. It's like, I think of it as a, you know, gym for my brain and my heart. And it's so important to take care of yourself in that way. And like you said, Joy, you can't always unburden on your friends. And I think a lot of us sometimes don't talk about what's going on with us because we feel guilty asking somebody to help us work through something. But that's literally a therapist's job. And I think that's why it works so well. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/drama today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drama.
Oh gosh, I'm so excited whenever we get these offers. I love using my coupons that I virtually clip out for Thrive because they have all these options of things that I can't find in my local grocer. And the one thing everyone has to do is grocery shop, right? So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? And for me, that's where Thrive Market comes in.
Totally agree. Thrive Market is my go-to for all of my grocery and my household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online and then quick ship to my doorstep, huge time saver.
I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I use their online filters to suit my lifestyle needs. So whether you're looking for organic kids snacks or low sugar alternatives or gluten-free pantry essentials, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks to make simpler, healthier swaps.
Not only do we all save time shopping as Thrive Market members, but I love that I save money on every single grocery order. I mean, on average, it's over 30% savings every single time. Whether that's pantry staples, like you said, like, you know, peanut butter and coconut oil, or I am getting the gluten-free snacks I'm actually supposed to be eating, it really makes a big difference.
When you join Thrive Market, you are also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give.
So save time and money. Shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/drama for 30% off your first order, plus a free $60 gift. That's Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, market.com/drama. thrivemarket.com/drama.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
I can see why Lucas is attracted to Brooke, particularly because of this frankness, because we see the exact same personality in his mother, who has to have this very awkward interaction with Dan, who handles it clearly and with grace. And she's like, I do not want to have coffee with you because I am giving up coffee in my pregnancy. And I do not want to see a movie with you because I do not want to spend time with you. And I'm not going to be a bitch. I'm not going to kick and scream. I'm just going to say it clearly to your face. You can absorb it however you want. And to see the parallel between Brooke and Karen is great. I love that.
It's really nice.
I like that a lot.
Karen was so clear and so, it was just, you know, Dan looking, it was so easy to see through him looking for friendship in her. And I love that she saw straight through it.
Yeah.
Well, because he goes to strangle his wife 5 minutes later.
Yeah, ew. Yeah. She knows who he is. And what I really love is that she sees through him in this moment of vulnerability where any of us would excuse her leaning on him for support, not knowing what he's doing to Deb. You know, like you, if they did that storyline, you'd get it. But she stands up and says, no, thank you. I know you. And then at the end of the episode is so vulnerable with Lucas. I didn't remember hearing that when he said, how did you get over it? That he didn't love you. And she said, I'll let you know when I do. Like that took my breath away to be able to be so frank about how a heartbreak of that nature, like a betrayal that deep, is something you don't get over. It changes you. And then there's the before and the after. And
it's continually thrown in her face. That's the thing. I mean, it might be easier to get over if you could really walk away and never see the person again and move on with your life and have new experiences. But it's just thrown in her face every single day. And even though she knows it's not her, he's a psychopath, it's still, there's just something about not being acknowledged, not being told like, hey, good job. Hey, I appreciate you. Hey, I'm here to help. All of those things. I mean, it's hard to just get over. Like, how do you just get over it? You can't.
And when it's continually thrown in her face, when it's continually brought up, when it's shoved at her all the time for 20 years, and no matter how she reacts to it, people tell her she's reacting wrong. It's a wild thing to put on somebody.
And you know what else? When you're the type of person that continually gives people the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Because I'm one of those people, and I, it can be exhausting when dealing with people who I know are going to, let me down is the wrong word because I don't know, the concept of expectations in relationships is big, but I know the choice they're going to make. They always make the same choice. It's always going to be the same thing. And yet I'm still surprised when it happens because you can't just let it go. You still are like, maybe this time.
Well, the thing is, you can't let something go that is continually coming for you, that is forcing you to engage with it. Even when you say, I don't want to engage with this anymore. And it continues to happen. Mm-hmm. What I think is frustrating, and I know we all have personal experience with this, is, look, we're frank, we're blunt. We've learned lessons. We share about them. We have a podcast. Like, this is what we do. Hello?
Yeah.
That's why we're here. But then when you continually get engaged with on a subject that you want to move on from, and then every time you try to, well, I'll tell a joke about it, or maybe I'll offer a nugget of wisdom, or maybe, you know, I'll say, like, why are we really talking about this? And no matter what, they tell you the answer's wrong.
Yeah.
That's hard. And so what I think is really cool about this is you get to see it with Karen. So often it's her having to deal with Dan. And it's, she has to react to him. She has to put him in his place. She has to rebut his advances. But that's why I think that this scene with her and Lucas is so cool. Because Dan's not there. Lucas actually gets to be the safe space for her to say, oh no, that changed me forever. And the unsaid thing, but that is in Moira's performance because she's such a good actress, is I will not. Like, yes, it hurt me, but like, I've drawn a boundary.
Yeah.
And it's so.
Yeah, I'm not trying to fix it anymore. Oh, I'm just going to let it be what it is.
Yeah, it's
That's
so cool.
That's one of the hardest things to do.
Do you wonder if there were years when Lucas was like 3-4 years old where Karen thought maybe she could still fix it? Do you know what I mean? We don't pick up in the story until the kids are, what, 16 years old? And so there's a lot inferred in that statement
because it's not like he ditched her at 18 and she never cared again, you know? Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It requires a lot of vulnerability to live in that space of just letting a problem exist and continue to exist. And
you know what's wild about what you're saying? And I've never thought about this before, but we're kind of being offered a version of that, like, look back at what it might have felt like for Karen at 17 to have this happen to her with how Rachel feels with Cooper.
Yes.
You see the 17-year-old girl sobbing and saying, isn't there anything I can do to keep you? Isn't there anything? I can't live without you. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. I want to talk about Danielle too in this, because she's finally been given some, like, real meat on the bones acting in this show, whereas she's been expected to do a lot of standing around and being pretty and snarky and, you know, having a few meaningful, sincere conversations, but she's never been given the challenge of just really coming undone.
Well, she was hired to do comedy.
Beautiful. It is. And she's so, that because we've praised her for all of her skill in those other areas. And it's just so nice to see the full roundedness of her abilities and in the vulnerability in this performance.
I mean, her breakdown is so beautiful. And that like raw heartache to be vulnerable like that with someone is such a special thing to watch. And it's so gorgeous. And she feels more like an actual teenager.
Oh my God.
Than she's ever felt. Like, you see the reveal. You see why Cooper believed that she was 26 and you see that she's just 17.
Little girl.
Ugh. If anything is supposed to illustrate why teenagers should not be dating grown-ups, it is this. Like, it is because you are not, your brain isn't in the same place. Because for her, it is apocalyptic to be dumb.
Yeah.
And for him, he is so. You know, you get older and you realize that all the things you thought were going to kill you aren't going to kill you anymore. And so for him, he's like, a breakup. Okay. Like, we're good.
Yeah.
This is, don't date grown-ups, kids. Don't do that.
No.
Because it's so messy and you will be sad. You will. It's going to go sideways.
Yeah. What I love is, as messy as that is and as beautifully as she played that with him, I love that the parallels of these breakups that they're going through are what finally let the Rachel of it all begin to happen.
Yeah, that's like, where I was going next. I love Brooke and Rachel.
Love it. Storming into the room and talking about how horrible the hospital gowns are. And we're going to fix everything. And here's your keys. And I got you some clothes. And I was like, oh, I missed this. These two are so fun together.
Yes. You know, Rachel asked a question to Brooke in that room that I thought was really interesting. Do you think people can really change?
Mm.
And I don't know. I thought we should talk about that because I do. But I guess we have to define change.
I mean, I think some people can. Just the same
way. What does change mean, though? Yeah. Is it like just changing your behavior? Is it like, I mean, you're always going to, if you're good at math, you're always going to be good at math. It's not like, what are the things, the fundamental things that people are referring to when they say change?
Well, you know who I think really answers that question beautifully is mouth. Because here's what we know. Look, we're alive at a time where we've got, you know, this generation of all this incredible research and mental health data, and we understand trauma and even how it can be passed down in our DNA.
Yeah.
You know, like, we now have proof of a lot of the things people have felt. And mouth says it. He says you can only change by facing what you've done. You really have to look at the things you carry shame about or the people that you've hurt, and you have to be willing to go back into those actions, back into the behaviors that you want to change in yourself and own. But by the way, not only how you might have hurt other people or let yourself down, you also have to forgive yourself. Like, it's a total kind of excavation that's required. And when you go back and you unravel those hauntings, when you go back and you see why you were trying to be validated in the way you were because you had a pain point, when you go back and you really untangle the knot, you can move forward and have different reactions, not be triggered, not use the same crutches. You know, it's like for people who get sober, it requires a lot of untangling, and then you can live differently. And I love that mouth is like our little oracle in this episode, because Brooke has told Lucas what she needs different, what she needs to be different in their relationship, and he hasn't changed. So she's speaking from her own pain point of like, I kind of thought you could, but I don't think so. And she doesn't quite know what Rachel is asking. She doesn't know Rachel's asking, can I change? Can I be better? And Mouth, it seems to me, really sees through it and says like, look, you either do the work and then you can do whatever you want, or you don't and you'll repeat your mistakes forever.
Yeah. Yeah, because he was saying you can change. It's just that most people don't.
Most people aren't willing to do the work. They run from the work. And he says, don't run.
It's crippling. I mean, it is crippling, that work. It's so scary. It's terrifying. Mm-hmm. It's no joke. But if you're going to like actually make a dent in character flaws that are rooted from childhood, scary.
Yeah, but you have to be willing to look at the ways you haven't measured up to your goals or standards. You have to be willing, you know, listen, like we talk about this as women and what we went through, like when women have to go, how did I, in my own actions, you know, how have we upheld patriarchy? Like, how have we as women upheld the systems that hurt us as women? And how do we excuse them? Like, that's not easy. It's why so many people continue to say, no, no, no. This thing that I do is the solution. This, you know, this institution that I'm a part of is the fixer. It's like, so in a way, we have to do this. We have to do that work you're talking about on a personal level. And we have to be willing to understand the way that our personal behavior and the behavior of our communities has to do it on a systemic level. And like, that is a challenge when people are tired and just trying to figure out like how to pay the rent and put food on the table. Like, it's a lot.
Change comes has to come from a sincere desire. And it's not just because somebody tells you to do it. And I think you nailed it with having to forgive yourself too. You know, being able to look back, and that's a big bite to take.
Yeah. This is why I still am on Team Senator Marvin McFadden. You know, he knows things. He's always known things.
He is. He's so wise.
I like that we saw more of the boys in this episode. You can see that they are going to populate our world more with the River Court guys. Yes. His Mouth is here. Skills is now asking to be on the basketball team. We've got Junk with the shaved head. What the hell was Cullen doing with his shaved head?
He had
to have
another job, right?
What job did Cullen have over the summer?
Yeah. 2006 Cullen Moss. Someone tell us what he was up to. I like that they're doing that, you know? So many of our problems have been so adult. And when we're all together as kids, like, we know that we only have, what, 2 seasons of it left? Of, like, being kids.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists, like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TV, The Frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. Do you know that this has been a tradition in my family for many years? My mother used to love pecan sandies from Keebler. She would bring them home and I would find her in the kitchen taking a little nibble on a stressful day. And I love it. I love it so much. I've adopted it myself. I love coming home and just taking a moment to step away from all the daily expectations and enjoy a little Keebler sandy.
Listen, you know I love a snack break, and Keebler Sandies are perfect for that. They are buttery shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, Joy's favorite pecans, and almonds.
Mm. Each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by the Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
The delicate sweetness, the buttery flavor, the crumbly texture, they make Keebler Sandies the perfect pairing with your coffee or tea.
Whether you're enjoying Keebler Sandies as an afternoon snack, serving them at a party, or simply indulging in some me time, they are a classic shortbread cookie that brings simple pleasure to every bite.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies is the perfect treat that will keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie and enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Was Skills not at the wedding? Was he not there? Because he comes in to talk to Lucas and is all like, I heard through Bevan.
Oh, yeah.
Why wasn't he at the wedding?
I don't know.
Antoine might have been working on something too. Sometimes it's just scheduling stuff, you know?
Yeah, I wonder if he had a job at the end of season 3. Also, I'm so excited that we're going to get Skills more in our school world.
Yeah.
And see him on the
team. Yes, finally.
Like, see, my theory is that Junk is in community college. Do you know what I mean? I don't think Junk goes to school with us. I think he graduated like 3 years ago and was the kid that bought everybody beer as a
river player. Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, especially if the boys all grew up playing together, it's like, it's not real life that kids in a neighborhood are all in the same grade.
Literally never hung out with kids in my grade. So, you know, that's my theory. I'm sticking to it.
Yeah. And I like that, you know, if that's sort of the lens we're looking at this through, I also like that Skills talks about how he wants to get on the team because he wants a scholarship. Like he wants to be able to go to college.
Yeah.
You know, I like the reminder that not all of these kids are affluent.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that was a big conversation this episode. Haley got into Stanford. Like, amazing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Lucas has gotten into what? UNC, but he wants to go to school close by so he can help his mom with her baby. Like, these are all the conversations that kids legitimately have that are scary. It's even scarier when you don't have a grown-up that is really guiding you and you're just kind of having to wing it for yourself.
Yeah.
Now, what is Peyton going to college? Was there a moment where we tried to figure that out?
I was always so confused about that because really? I was little miss like when I was in high school, I was in every single club ever because I was like, I am getting the fuck out of Virginia. I am going to New York City. I'm going to apply to every school in the city and just go to the one that gives me the most money.
And that's what I did.
Yeah.
The idea that Peyton is just like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I might end up in LA. I might stay here. I don't have a job. Like, has Peyton ever had a job?
I don't know.
Like,
you know, that actually is a great point, Hillary. That's never occurred to me, but it does seem really out of character for Peyton not to be incredibly driven and have a job.
Zero plan. Like, zero.
Yeah. She's like floating around. Well, she opened up a club. She did, like, she does have this vision with music. So that, okay, that's a big deal. That's a really big deal, actually. So I guess that's her job.
I mean,
do you think maybe the, I wonder if there's a little bit of that naturally comes out of a writer's room, because everybody who works in our industry got degrees doing things that have nothing to do with the jobs they get.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? And so I wonder if maybe it's less top of mind, but then they're talking so much about it for the other kids. I don't know. It is really weird.
Peyton should have joined Peace Corps. You know what I mean? Like, my best friend joined Peace Corps and went to Morocco for a while. That would track. Like,
in some
far off land trying to help people. That would have landed.
Yeah.
And like, no one, did anyone join the military? Did anyone? I'm just trying to think of what the kids that I grew up with actually did.
Mm. I don't know.
And I don't
know. Who your brother was, right? Derek, not Derek, the
Real Derek, not psycho Derek.
Real Derek was
a Marine.
Derek.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a Marine. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weird deal that Peyton was like absolutely directionless, given she's raised herself essentially.
And that her father is so
work.
But also so involved. Like, when he gives you advice, he seems that education seems like one of the core dad things to communicate.
Yeah, that feels like Larry energy. It's weird.
I could see like Peyton going to vocational school, right? Like, if Peyton had gone to learn how to run a soundboard or like, you know, we had Votech when I was growing up, and it was all how to run a camera, and there was the beautician school, and there was like electrician school. Peyton could have gone to Votech. That would have been cool.
What would she have done? What would you have wanted Peyton to do?
When I was growing up, there were the kids that would leave school halfway through the day to go to Votech. And they learned how to run camera equipment and soundboards and like do film for the local cable access station. And I thought that was the coolest shit ever. Like, remember cable access TV? You know, Peyton's running this webcam. She should absolutely be going and getting a vocational degree somewhere. It is weird, but I like hearing the different levels of college interest from our kids. You know, like, Haley's shooting for the moon with Stanford, and she did it. It's awesome. Lucas is going on the merit of his academics. And then Skills is just like, no, listen, I will go to any school there is, but I want to get out. I want to try my hand at this. That felt accurate. Does Brooke talk about college? What did Brooke do?
I don't think she does. I mean, she's so focused on design that I think
Did she go to like FIT or something?
I don't remember.
Because we skip her year.
That's the thing. We skip college. So I don't remember if she says she's going somewhere. I feel like she just goes to New York and does her line.
That's all anybody was talking about senior year. Besides who was sleeping with each other, was where are you going to college? What school are you trying to get into?
Yeah.
That's really funny that it just is barely on all of our radar. Well, except for the guidance counselor episode. We did have one entire episode dedicated to
serious
the guidance counselor walking us through
Peyton
that.
Peyton did talk about college once. She was looking at the school in Savannah. So had she stayed with Jake Jagielski, she would go to college.
Yeah. See, that's her whole life makes sense with Jake.
I mean, now what am I going to do? Which boy am I going to follow now? Wah, wah, wah. Nathan, let's talk about Nathan for a second, because he's clearly dealing with some serious PTSD. And I think we're all a little unclear, like, what this bad dream means, but it has been literally bubbling up for two episodes.
Pardon the pun. Bubbling.
See what I did there? What the fuck is going on? I don't know. I feel like I missed something.
It's very tricky because, obviously, like, nearly drowning and nearly losing family members in an accident like that would, of course, be traumatic. What I think smells a little fishy to me is that he's having these flashbacks that are like mysterious and unexplained, but it seems like the device is everyone's telling him he's a hero and he doesn't think he is. He is beginning to communicate that he was drowning and scared. And then you see Cooper open his eyes and it's like, did Cooper actually rescue everyone? Right. And even if that's true, why would we shame a teenage boy about that? Like, I'm just confused.
Oh,
I'm
I didn't
like,
take
I'm like,
it that way.
I don't know. I just think like, what are they getting at? Mm-hmm. Like, what are they going to reveal? And why does he seem to recoil at, you're a hero, and then flashback to being trapped? Like, I'm just like, what's going on here? Like, this was scary and horrible.
Well, and they, but it wasn't just flashbacks. He had had visions of this before the wedding even happened.
Wait, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh, the morning of the wedding. I forgot about that. The dream.
He was having, so this is, it's been going on for a while, guys. And he's
realizing he's psychic.
He's got water trauma. And I don't understand the water trauma. You know, I think it's reasonable to say that Nathan's got PTSD and that teenage boys who experience trauma are not treated. You know, they're rewarded for being real tough about it. But they're not treated as like vulnerable little animals. But I don't, I just don't understand the water device. And they keep coming back to it over and over. And it's like the only thing they're giving James to do.
Yeah. So maybe that's why it feels weird to me. I'm just like, what is going on here? What are you getting
at? We're
going to
find out. I bet they'll tell us soon.
I mean, maybe, or it could disappear into the mist. It's Tree Hill, Joy. We don't know.
You know?
Don't get your hopes up. I was going to say, last question. Peyton finds out she has a long-lost sibling.
Hmm.
If you were to find out that you had a long-lost sibling, who would you hope it would be?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
I don't know. Like, you mean it has to, you want like a celebrity name or like a sports figure or like some kind of
political. I mean, you could tell us about someone we don't know, but then I'm just going to have like way more questions. You're going to be like, it's this chick Sally. You guys don't know her, but I really want her to be my sister.
That's right. My barista, let me tell you.
Oh, I love that. Oh. Yes.
Ooh, who would be cool to have? I kind of want an older brother, I guess. I feel like I always wanted an older brother. I feel like that would have solved a lot of my problems with men if I had an older brother.
I feel that strongly as well. Like,
yeah,
I see Gus with George and I'm like, that looks cool. Like that. Yeah. That seems like a nice relationship.
Yeah, it's funny. I the person who immediately popped in my head made me laugh. And I was like, oh, man, like. You know, it's November 1st. We're 8 days from the midterm elections concluding. I'm obviously very stressed about it. And I was like, oh, this is hilarious. Like the first person who popped in my mind was Adam Kinzinger. And I'm like, what I would give to have like a dope older brother who's like leading the charge for democracy and like fighting back, but who technically comes from the other side of the aisle. Like, wouldn't that be so healing for
people? And you would have someone to talk to at like Thanksgiving dinner. You would have a buddy. You guys would just be out in like the courtyard.
No, I just admire him so much. And like as a dad and as a veteran and as you know, somebody who's done what he's done on the committee, you know, for January 6th, like he just shows up and is like, what are we doing about America? And I'm like, that's exactly how I feel, sir.
Yeah.
And it's like, that would just be so cool. And then as soon as I saw his face when you asked the question, I started laughing at myself. I was like, oh my God, I need to rest, I think.
I had a first reaction too, but I didn't say it. I kind of have a huge girl crush on Kate Middleton and I would love
to be nice. Joy, you know she's a huge One Tree Hill fan.
That's what we were told. I don't know. Yes. We're going to need someone to validate that.
You don't remember?
I just, like, I love her so much. I will, I just, like, I look at her fashion, like, I scroll on Instagram, and I'm like, look how great. She's such a great dresser. Oh, she's such a good speaker. it's like the girl in me, the Jersey kid that always felt scrappy and like, I'll meet you in an alley and tear you limb from limb. And I can, like, you know, I can, like, clean up and get in the dirt. And then I look at a woman like that, and I'm like, wouldn't it be so nice to be elegant?
God, that must be so lovely.
What if like oh she goodness. Is a nightmare in her own little castle? Like, what if that is all just smoke and mirrors and she is sweatpants city, Joy? That's the version I want to see.
I bet she is. Yeah.
Girl, we can send her a juicy suit. I bet she would look great in a juicy suit.
Listen, all I'm saying is, I can't remember who told us back in the day, but like we did get the word when we were doing the show that she was a big fan. So Joy, that's it might awesome. Not be out of reach for you.
Hey, call me up, Kate. Hillary, who's your person?
When I was young, I really wanted RuPaul to like be my older brother. Like that was it.
Yes.
I was really like, I just thought about like all the holidays you have to do with your family and all of the like moving and like hard things. Like there's hard shit you have to do with your family. And I just thought, what would make all of these experiences better? And it was RuPaul. That was the answer.
Yeah, dude. Okay. I didn't grow up with RuPaul, but what I can say is that, you know, growing up in LA where I did and like all the creative folks I got to work with at my dad's studio, I have not like an actual uncle, but, you know, a dear family friend of my parents who's been my Uncle Jeff for my whole life. He's just like fabulous makeup artist, was like always doing shoots with my dad. Yeah. And so I, you know, I'd go
and
visit
your dad
at
shot
the studio.
Divas, man.
Oh man, all of them. And I would like go visit at the studio after school and like go say hi to everybody. And I was always so excited to see Uncle Jeff. And he'd be like, don't tell your parents you want me to put some eyeliner on you. And I was like, yeah, yes, of course. Yeah, and Jeff's partner, Winston, I mean, God, they've been together for like 40 years now. Winston did drag every weekend as Diana Ross. Like stunningly beautiful black man who would do the full, wow. I mean, the wigs and the glitter, like the outfits.
And it made everything more fun, right?
Oh my God.
More fun.
So like, I didn't grow up with RuPaul, but I did grow up with a drag queen. And let me tell you what, everything was so much more fun.
Great.
Like so much more fun.
Thank you for validating that inner gut feeling that I've had these years.
You know what would make this better? Drag.
It would. It makes everything better.
Always. You guys, I had to go to a memorial the other day and I passed a drag bar.
Why are there not drag queens running moving companies?
Exactly. Babe, drag movers?
Oh my God.
Hello?
Seriously.
The funnest moves of your life.
Or just like rent a date so I can take you to functions with me. Yes. I had to go to a memorial the other day and I was really, really, really upset about it. And Jeff and I got out of the car a few blocks away and we're walking to the venue. And we passed this drag bar, and it was just joy out on the sidewalk. Mm. It was, everyone was singing together. Everyone was dancing. There were so many feather boas. It was glamour, glamour, glamour. And it put such a huge smile on my face. And I was just like, this is the energy I want everywhere. More drag, please. More drag, please.
Yeah. Can we get RuPaul on the show? Can we speak that into existence? I think let's talk about
ultimate
who
drama
is
queen.
An honorary drama queen.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Please.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
I just got sweaty at that suggestion. Like I was literally.
Okay, guys, for our listeners at home, any of That's you funny. Who work on Drag Race and or have friends who work on Drag Race, please DM us.
Call
That's
us.
All.
With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape resorts and spas and do your deal at cheapcaribbean.com.
Okay, friends, we are here to help you out. Mother's Day is May 12th. That means it's fast approaching. So instead of scrambling last minute this year, Hillary and I think you should try Macy's for your Mother's Day gifts.
Oh, we sure do. Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price, like $25 and under to $100 and under, categories like fragrance, handbags, and more, or their gift lists like for the mom who has everything, or for grandma, or for gifts that are already wrapped.
Macy's is making it so easy on you. Find top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frame, Polaroid cameras, Samsung smart TV, The Frame, which I have a couple of, love them. They're all at Macy's.com/gift finder.
Head on over to Macy's.com/gift finder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant makes navigation a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while you're on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths. So let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today. Do you know that this has been a tradition in my family for many years? My mother used to love pecan sandies from Keebler. She would bring them home and I would find her in the kitchen taking a little nibble on a stressful day. And I love it. I love it so much. I've adopted it myself. I love coming home and just taking a moment to step away from all the daily expectations and enjoy a little Keebler sandy.
Listen, you know I love a snack break, and Keebler Sandies are perfect for that. They are buttery shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, Joy's favorite pecans, and almonds.
Mm. Each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by the Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
The delicate sweetness, the buttery flavor, the crumbly texture, they make Keebler Sandies the perfect pairing with your coffee or tea.
Whether you're enjoying Keebler Sandies as an afternoon snack, serving them at a party, or simply indulging in some me time, they are a classic shortbread cookie that brings simple pleasure to every bite.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies is the perfect treat that will keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandies shortbread cookie and enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
Hi, it's Bethany Frankel. My time on The Real Housewives of New York is a few years behind me, and now I'm ready to put the real back into The Real Housewives. That's where my new podcast, Rewives, comes in. This isn't your typical rewatch podcast. I'm watching only the most iconic episodes from all cities. I'm sharing never-before-heard stories of what happened behind the scenes. And I'm not just pulling in cast members for post-game analysis. I'm doing something a little more interesting. If you've ever seen an episode of The Real Housewives, you know the drill. But beyond throwing drinks and legs, there are lessons about marriage, divorce, friendship, money, parenting, and fame. If you have the right minds, analyze and dig deeper. So I'm bringing on unexpected thought leaders and celebrities to give their take on the chaos. This season, I sit down with Elizabeth Moss, Kevin Nealon, Susie Orman, Griffin Johnson, and more. You'd think that there isn't much to learn from flipping tables and yanking wigs, but that's where you're wrong. Listen to Rewives with Bethany Frankel on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
We have a fan question.
Okay.
Hey, Linnea. She says, do you feel like Lucas and Peyton's kiss after she was shot betrayed Brooke?
Oh, God.
No.
No.
She thought she was going to die.
I don't even think she thought she was going to die. I think it's just, it's trauma bonding, right? It's like,
yeah.
I'm scared. I'm so scared right now. I would kiss anybody. Literally.
Yeah.
If I thought I, you know.
Yeah, I guess I probably would too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Sophia's like, no, that's f***ed up.
No, because you know what I was going to say? I was going to say, I think there's levels of how we judge. And like, yeah, look, I think base, you shouldn't kiss your best friend's boyfriend. I think that's true.
Bad look.
I also think about the circumstance. I also think about the need for drama on a TV show, because if all the characters are happy all the time and never have conflict, you're going to do three episodes and get canceled. Mm-hmm. So yeah. It's like there's a bunch of that. And I think this kind of relates to what we were saying before about how you really have to look in and do the work. And, you know, I would hope for our Peyton that she could go, yeah, that wasn't my best moment. And also, I'm going to give myself a shit ton of grace. I thought I was going to die. Like,
yeah,
I can apologize and also not move through my life carrying that guilt. And both of those things can be true. And my fear is that so much of our life happens in 2D now. Like, everything's on a screen. Everything's a flat picture. Everything. We want everything to be black and white, and nothing is. And so it's like, I think we need to ask questions like this, but I think we need to give ourselves permission and to not be so reductive to just have like a yes or no answer. I think we have to realize that if we want to grow, a whole bunch of things can be true at the same time. She can be sorry and not deserve to be punished and be forgiven.
She loves being punished. Who are you kidding?
That's for a different conversation. That feels like late night talk.
Here's also the thing. The characters on our show are so bad at further explanations. Like,
yes,
you hear the word kiss and it's like, you guys made out for 7 hours?
Yeah, you hooked
right,
up.
Right, right,
no, literally, it was like the shortest, driest peck kiss on the planet.
Through tears. Like, it wasn't sexy.
She was
sobbing.
In Brooke's mind, she's like, you guys kissed? Your tongues touched? That's ridiculous. Our characters are not good at follow-up questions, because it was the same thing when, like, Haley and Chris Keller kissed. Like, in Nathan's mind, he's like, you guys kissed? And then we see it and we're like, guys, open your mouth.
Is that the name of this episode? Open your mouth.
Open your mouth.
Oy.
Disgusting.
You guys, I'm telling you, we're getting into after hours talks. We should spin a wheel. We gotta change
this. Let's save ourselves.
Get out of here. There's not even alcohol involved in this one today.
There's not. Wow. It's morning.
It's morning.
It's morning. Okay. Who is most likely to completely lose it on a roller coaster? Does that mean lose it with glee or terror?
Or barf.
I feel like it's terror and barfing.
So who's the chicken of the bunch?
I feel like Skills has some surprising fears. I feel like I could see him getting really nauseous.
But he plays them up just to get like Bevan's attention. Like, he's like, I'm going to act scared so she'll protect me.
It's Dan, the loss of control.
When I think about sensations I don't like in amusement parks, that Hollywood Tower of Terror, I don't like the feeling of falling. And and so I can see Dan, like a personality like Dan, being like, I don't want to be in this chair. I don't want to be in this chair. Get me the fuck out of this chair. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But wait, does that mean it's me in real life? No, guys, I'm cool. I don't freak out. I'm fine. I swear to God, don't look at me.
What was the last roller coaster you went on?
I don't really go on.
I don't know.
So I did the Cyclone at Coney Island when I was 19, and that thing's like 8,000 years old and really not. Oh. It's like super rickety. And I was in the last cart of it that constantly feels like it's going to go off the tracks. And it could be different in the 20 years since I've done that. But I'm not convinced that roller coasters are well cared for. And that's not how I want to go, guys. That's not.
I had a phase where I just like really loved them. And I think being a kid in Southern California, it was like so easy to go to Universal or Six Flags. Like, everything's close.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Remember years ago, there was like some amusement park, I think on the East Coast, and that lady got decapitated.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I think I'm good. I don't think I'm done.
Literally, my business partner, Liz, produced the documentary Class Action Park. And I'm like, God, not worth it.
I do not.
Yeah. Hopeful.
Or when they get stuck upside down.
Yeah. No, ooh, something clicked for me where I'm like, when you do something that is considered to be more dangerous than just like walking through the world on a daily basis. And you've done it so many times, like you got maybe even like a little addicted to the adrenaline and you were fine so many times, like maybe you're good.
You were jumping out of airplanes and Sophia.
Yeah.
I was real frustrated with that. I was like, why is she tempting fate?
I like if I was stressed, I'd be like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to drive an hour and jump out of an airplane because something happens when you do that and everything like clicks back into place. And then I was like, I could go for like a hike or meditate, like in the safety of my own home. I did it so many times that I was like, I'm not going to push my luck anymore. I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something about tempting fate. I don't know. I had a boyfriend get really upset with me once because he had planned a sunrise hot air balloon ride.
No, in a basket?
In New Mexico. It was going to be gorgeous. But I was like, I can't, like, I'm a single mom. I'm the only one, like, I can't die. You don't understand. Like, I actually can't die right now.
I grew up in a house where it was like, everything's going to kill you. Everything's going to kill you, including roller coasters, including hot air balloons, including jumping out of an airplane. Don't be ridiculous. Read a book. So.
Yeah. Don't be ridiculous. Read a book is what I want the book fair at my eventual children's school to be called.
Don't do it.
Yes.
All right.
Please.
Well, that wheel triggered some stuff. Thanks a lot, wheel. What's going on next week?
Next week, guys. Oh, man. I don't know what to expect with this title. Season 4, episode 2, Things I Forgot at Birth.
Oof.
We really do have theme of having to go back and examine our shit. So I guess we're in for a ride and we'll see you guys. We'll see you there.
Bye.
See you. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time. We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team. Drama queens, smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl. You could sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to cheapcaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it. So do your deal and find vacays in your price range at cheapcaribbean.com. That's cheapcaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life. And I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate. And having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. I don't know about y'all. I love the holidays, and they also stress me out. Yesterday, I was trying to get everybody's gifts wrapped, and I just needed a second. I was on my fourth paper cut, and I was like, okay, take a walk around the house, calm yourself down. And you know what I did? I went and got myself a cookie, and I felt better. So all I'm saying is if you're tired or besieged by paper cuts, I think you deserve a cookie too.
I agree. Guys, Keebler Sandies are buttery. They're shortbread cookies made with delicious ingredients like cranberries, pecans, and almonds.
And each Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie is baked to perfection by those cute little Keebler elves for a light sweetness and a texture that melts in your mouth.
When you need a comforting moment for yourself, Keebler Sandies. It's the perfect treat that'll keep you going.
Next time you feel like you're juggling it all, reach for a Keebler Sandy shortbread cookie to enjoy a simple moment of comfort.
You guys,
Have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Hey, it's your drama queens, and we're here to tell you that choking is the fourth leading cause of accidental deaths, so let's talk about LifeVac.
It is a life-saving airway clearance device, which has saved over 1,500 lives. LifeVac is the easiest, safest, and only non-invasive choking rescue device that can save the life of your loved one.
Visit LifeVac, LifeVac.net, and enter promo code DRAMAQUEENS to save 20% and secure your home kit today.